Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, girl?
Hello, hello. Looks like we have a little feedback.
Welcome back to Real Talk, Real Plans with Riri.
And Coco.
So we can talk about all the stuff that's going on in the planet community. Oh, what you been doing?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah. All right. It was feedback on my end. Sorry.
Okay. Well, what you got going on?
I am preparing my planner for June.
Ooh.
I started it, but I made some changes, and I'm working on my personal one. I'm not working on the one for work anymore. I got to work on my personal planner so I can get my personal life together.
Listen, that is always the plan. I am actually decorating my little pocket that I have turned into my wallet, and I love it.
Oh, yeah, I was so proud of you for going to the pocket.
Yeah, I don't think I'll ever write anything in it, but it's super cute, and it's a great way to have my wallet, because I am one of those people that lose everything. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I lose everything, so I'm like, okay, here we go. And, you know, why not, right? Just play the stuff you got, you might as well use it.
Yep. I'm working on my mini HP because I just got those things in from Jane's Agenda.
Ooh, happy mail.
Yeah, and I love these. I love her stuff. It was my first order, but I'm really, really pleased with it.
She always has the cutest dashboards, covers.
Yes. She really does. And I'll get into that when we start talking about our Happy Meal or whatever, because I've made some changes in subscription land and all of that.
Ooh. Okay. Well, I'm interested. Let's go to Happy Meal now. And I'll come back to talk about what I'm playing. I'm nosy. I want to know now.
All right. Well, what I have done is I have changed. I had a subscription, but it became very bland for me. And my style and things that I like change very often, as some people may know. But it just became very bland and repetitive. So I wanted to try something new. So I canceled that subscription that I had. And I now have, I've joined Jane's Agenda subscription. I got the sunflower release that she had this week. No, not this week, maybe 2 weeks ago. I don't remember. But anyway, she has really quick shipping too. But she had a release, and so I got those, and I really, really loved them. It was a dashboard, and I can't remember what else I got. The quality, it looked really nice in my mini HP, so I was like, I'm going with this. And that's what I did.
I love when you can get, like, new stuff, and it makes you, like, want to reset up something and
yeah.
make it feel new. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, love it.
That's what I've been doing for my work planner. I've been trying to, you know, every few months, like, set it up, create new dashboards, make new ones, give it a new theme, change the cover, because that way it feels like I'm in something new, and then
mm-hmm.
I won't keep going to buy when I don't need to, really, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, I haven't been working in my work planner too much because, honestly, work has just been really crazy. And I've just been using, like, the notes pages and just the calendar really to just know what day it is. So
right.
I haven't even been really decorating it. But I miss decorating, which is why I was like, let me get my life in order in my personal life.
Man, that just brings up so much. Okay, so on one hand, remind me to say something. I'm saying now. So I went to my first big planner event, like with people I, you know, don't know, didn't know in a group, right?
Uh-huh.
And one of the questions that the speaker said was, something to the effect of, why do you use your planner? What do you do? And somebody said, planning is my therapy. And so many, I couldn't even do nothing but agree. Because, baby, I don't have to write nothing. I just put it on paper, put some stickers down.
Yeah.
You know, and it was true, you know, so I kind of like, you know, use that also. Okay, so.
Yeah, sometimes that stuff hits home and you're like, oh. Okay,
right.
Yeah.
Right. So rewind to what I'm planning. So I'm decorating my pocket. I shop my stash and it saved money. So I'm shopping my stash and I had some rainbow stuff. And so I'm like, oh, I'm setting up this pocket. It is lime green. Why not go ahead and make that, you know, rainbowy, as gay as possible for June because it's that month, right? And I'm like, oh. Perfect opportunity. So
yes.
I got my little nails done, got a little rainbow on it, got my pocket, got the rainbow on it. And so when I start planning, I'm going to pull out my B6ology, and I think for the month, because I'm trying to challenge myself to do something, I'm in this group of my planner friends called Golden Girls, and the Golden Girls are doing like a fitness challenge just to get moving for the summer, right? Like hot girl summer on thoughts, you get out there and move. So we're trying to walk, we set a goal, you know, trying to watch what we eat, not trying to lose weight, we're just trying to be, you know, fit for the summer. Like we gotta move. So
make some healthy changes.
Yeah, yeah. And so I think for the month of June in my astrology, I wanna do daily pages, and it's gonna also challenge me to journal each day. How is somebody going to feel at the page? So I'm going to go back and do a daily page for all of that and then keep going forward. So my June will be pride themed in my B6ology. But in my other one, I'm going to be doing scleroderma awareness.
Okay.
Scleroderma is a lot like lupus, and the color is turquoise teal, you know, that kind of color. And so, you know, that's my favorite anyway. But so I'm going to do all my spreads to bring scleroderma awareness for that. So if you would like to join the Golden Girls and me for, you know, walking for scleroderma awareness, I think you should try. I mean, I guess it's kind of late now, but you should still try to walk at least 30 miles in June with us. I think that'll be nice.
Oh, yeah, I got to get on it, huh?
Yeah, I said I was going to be 35, girl. And what's today? The 5th? I haven't walked 1 mile. Okay, but.
Oh, I think I'm a little closer than that, but not much.
Well, I mean, when I say walk a mile, I've walked a mile according to my Fitbit, but not where I'm consistently, like, walking the mile for that reason. You know what I'm
saying? Yeah.
So, anyway, join me. That is what we are planning. Tell me more about Happy Meal, because you be shopping.
I do, but I don't know what I've been buying lately. I can't really remember. What did I get? Oh, so I got, I don't know if you all remember, but back a couple months ago when Cookie Sticker Co. had a release, a pre-order sale, we ordered some washi that came in, and it's really, really pretty.
Ooh.
I got my last box from Oso Paper.
Aww.
No.
That.
Yeah, but that was wrong. That wasn't Oak Hill paper. I meant Clawson paper. My last subscription box.
How many sticky notes did you get?
Yeah, I have some. I have a few and some pins and all. But like I said, that just wasn't working out for me anymore. I mean, it's a great concept and it's great for those who are minimalist. I tried it for several months and, you know, just going to do something different.
We get started changing up our styles.
Yeah, and that's just me. So it's nothing that anybody should feel bad about. It's just, it is what it is. I just change up. And I'll probably go back again because it's not my first time doing that.
Right.
What else did I get?
I always get the cloth and paper bug around new school year. Like,
oh, okay.
August, let me start the school year, showing being all professional and showing them that, you know, that side of me. And then by, you know, November, December, I'm like, let me show them what it's popping.
Yeah. And I got the Villa Beautiful pins.
Ooh.
They came out a couple weeks ago, and I got those, and those came recently also. I'm sure I got some other stuff, and I just don't remember. I do have a little bit of a gripe. I don't know what you want to call it. I'm just going to put it out there.
Okay.
You know how when you have the you get a subscription and they send you a code and say, oh, you can use this code for the month. Well, that doesn't happen anymore because one of the subscription people are not doing a subscription. However, we were still sent a code. And so I think it was Friday, which would have been, what, the 3rd? Don't worry about that. So the code on the 3rd, we got an email saying, "Hey, we sent you a code. We didn't mean it. Strike that." But as a loyal customer, I feel like we should have been allowed to use it and not have to
give it back.
Give it back or not use it. Because what if I had used mine on the 1st and you were just going to do yours, say, Saturday, and
yeah,
now I used it already?
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. So I feel like suck it up or tell people, hey, you got to use it by the 15th or something to that effect. But just
right.
to say, nope, snatching it back, you're not getting it. I really didn't like that. I thought that was not good customer service.
You know what, I might have to agree with that because you see that clearly I was subscribed. You saw that we wanted to still be subscribed. So, yeah, why would you take that back from me?
Right.
All right, you guys, we may have to be right back.
I don't know. It didn't. Recording.
I don't know. You know, Mercury was in retrograde. And baby, when I tell you she was retrograding.
Yeah.
I'm talking about every technology piece I had. It was just all bad. Everything broke when it could. I was just like, oh my God. Again, you know.
I don't know.
I'll keep talking until we're not.
I don't think it, did it hang up on your end?
No.
I think we're there.
Okay.
It may be just recording.
Okay.
So,
fine. I'll go back to, but I don't, she shouldn't have taken that back. It should have been, let me give y'all a couple of days at least. because that is not fair to those of us who, you know, were consistent or whatever. And, you know, what if I finally wanted to get something with, you know, my name on it, even though
yeah.
it would be a same-sex couple, like I asked. I guess that can be her prior release for June. Anyway, so I got some banging Happy Meal, and I will just have to take a picture and post it. Maybe I'll do that now. But I got some stuff from Playing Your Spoons, and I don't know if we had talked about what Playing Your Spoons means. Did we talk about that?
I think you briefly talked about it when you first got this position.
Okay. Well, anyway, I finally got my stuff from Playing Your Spoons, and when I say the stuff is so awesome, like the colors are all bright and vibrant. It's not that same corny kind of what you see everybody else having.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like, oh, look at these dolls. Like, I didn't, you know, it might have an arm or something on it, but it's not like people heavy. And it's just really, really nice. So don't forget to go over to playingyourspoons.com and, you know, manage your healing, manage your health, manage your energy, and save some coins by using Erica 20, E-R-Y-K-A-H 20, and save you some money while you manage your health and playing your spoons, right, you know? Also, Paper House Productions, girl, wait a minute now. Somebody said that Paper House Productions was accepting PR people. And so I applied, and I'm like, hey, I don't have a lot of followers. I don't have this. I don't have that. But I love your products. I have some, and I would not mind PRing for you. And they were like, you made it. Okay, so at Paper House Productions, you can use code Erica15 and get 15% off of your stuff. They have a lot of pride things out. And when I tell you, I put it in my cart on one day, and the next day it was shipping.
Oh, like, shoot.
Yeah, like the next day. And, I mean, they did a collaboration with River and Ink and for their This Is Us collection. And so I was able to get a bunch of Pride stuff. And, you know, like I said, I'm going to do dailies in June for Pride. So I'm just really excited to use all that. I also got some Coco's Vision. I got a Pride kit from there, really cute. Really super quick shipping, and I finally got some Isis Ella Jewels. She brought my girl Lily back, so
mm-hmm.
I got me some, you know, little Lilies just to make it cute or whatever. I was excited about that.
Well, good. Look at you.
Yeah, yeah. Gotta make it do what it do. You know.
I haven't had a lot. I guess we haven't been shopping a lot. We got to get on that.
No shopping, because I'm trying to save money for another planner event. I think I like them now.
Well, good. That's exciting, because I do too.
I like them. It was so much fun. So many people. I went to GPC, Georgia Planners and Crafters. They had an event called Planner Queen. And
mm-hmm.
when I walked in, it was like, hey, queen, you know, like, just high energy, everybody.
So nice and everything, right?
Yes. They had on these super cute, like, tutu skirts. Everybody had their own, you know, spin on it. I mean, people were dressed up. People were dressed down, even though I felt like I was kind of dressed down because I just had on a T-shirt and some leggings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm thinking planner day. You know, that's what I think, you know. T-shirt leggings sit on the floor and playing. But baby, when I tell you they took it up a notch, I was like, wait a minute now.
Okay.
I mean, there was table swag, and, you know, I've seen that kind of stuff at, like, Go Wild, you know, when we were talking about all the Go Wild stuff. But, I mean, to see it in person, it was really phenomenal. People were nice. They weren't judgmental. Like, they were talking about people, and I didn't know who they were, and I was asking my table mates, and, you know, nobody was like, how do you not know? You know, they were kind of like, girl, this is so-and-so, this is so-and-so. She has an amazing niche. Subscribe to her channel. Follow her link. Look at her shop. You know, I just sound so, you know, it was so much bigger than, I want to say, the big three, right? Like,
oh, yeah.
It was so much bigger than that. And I found so many, you know, smaller businesses as I'm going through Swag, and I'm looking. I'm like, how did I never see this? How is this cute? Oh, it's not a person, it's an animal. What? These are cats and groundhogs. And I mean, just, it was just so cute.
Well, good. It is good when people are in, people are willing to talk to you about them instead of being snotty and clicky.
Yeah.
Because you do find that a lot in some of these places. So, well, that's good.
I didn't really have much of that. Like, I did go to one table, and I was trying to talk, and nobody kind of responded, so I just kind of played it off and walked away. But when the speaker was up there and they were talking, she was like, well, what do you love to do? What do you hate to do? And so I raised my hand, and I was like, I love to talk. And so I was telling her, like, well, yeah, I love this podcast. And, I mean, that's why I said I love to talk, that's why I started a podcast. And she was like, oh, my God, tell everybody about it. I'm like, well, tell them. You know, and I had contact cards, and I was scared to get them out, you know.
Oh, my God, you were so crazy.
I know. Once I loosened up, it was so much fun, though. Okay, sorry, I'm done. I'm done fangirling, but it was fun.
No, that's cool. I think that's cool. I can't wait to go to another meetup or event or whatever we're calling them anymore. But,
right.
Yeah, I can't wait to go to another one. I love those things. I don't know what it is, but I think it's like the camaraderie. Why? Oh, you think you know why now because you've been?
Yeah. Now that I've been, I know why you love them. I think I know why. It's just, it was
fun.
And it's people who are your people. Even if they ain't your people, they're your people.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, well, good. I'm glad you had a good time.
Yes, yeah. Thank you. So let's talk this or that.
Okay.
So do you decorate for a theme in the whole month or do you just do that week?
No. So I'll do the whole, but it depends on what it is. Like for Pride Month, it's a month of, right? It's the month. It's not Pride Day, Pride Week, it's Pride Month. So I do the whole month. And then I'll add in like a Father's Day sticker or something because obviously that's this month too. So I'll do that. But I don't make it about Father's Day. You know, I make it about, all right. So it's mostly rainbow themed stuff or, you know, or like I'll do red and then next week do another color or something, you know, just kind of stick with the theme. But this week I'm doing something on each day. Since I have a dashboard, I'll do like red, you know, the Roy G. Biv.
Oh, that's going to be super cute.
Yeah, well, hopefully. But that's, yeah, that's the look I'm going for. So, yeah.
I know it will.
But, yeah, and anyway, shout out to my ABC crew out there.
Hey, we love to see it.
It's y'all, man.
Oh, speaking of, I met so many other people who had a wife, you know, and they're like, really? I'm like, yeah, can't you tell? My nails, my hair, my, you know.
Oh, my God, I don't know why you, okay, never mind.
So,
I'm not going to say it.
I was just really excited that, you know, it seemed like nobody cared. We do not care. Nobody cares.
Yeah, nobody cares. And it's not that they don't care. They're not judging you.
There you go. Maybe that's more what I meant.
Yeah. It's not that they don't care. They're not judging you. Which is, and you know what? It brings me to this thing. I have my own little LGBTQ story. I work with this guy, and I went to his wedding, and he married a guy, and he was always afraid to bring he just didn't know what people would say. So he would never bring his husband to work, but his husband is, like, out there and just don't care, and he's like, hey, I'm here, and I'm queer, and I don't give a shit how y'all feel, right? So, Anyway, he came one day to bring him lunch, and so he came in the building, and I saw it. The husband who worked for us was going to, like, die. And so the guy was standing in the hallway, and he gave it to him, and he was, and so he started introducing him to people as they were passing, and all the guys, even the guys who are, like, you know, so far the other way, yeah. No one said, oh, my God, I can't believe he's gay or he's married to a man. Everybody was very respectful. They spoke to the guy, kept moving. There was no office scuttlebutt, none of that, you know. And that's kind of what I like about the place where I work, well, this one particular office, because there's just not any of that. We just accept you for whoever, you know, what, who are you sleeping with has no bearing on us. So
exactly.
So now, anyway, they're both working there now, so it's not a big deal. But
oh,
yeah,
wow.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, that's my story. But so yeah, people who care, they just don't judge you.
Yeah,
which is good, and the whole world should be that way. Because again,
because what I eat don't make me poop.
Hello, gonna say the bad myself.
So, I think for me, because there's so much going on in June, you know, I kind of don't know where I stand. It's like, I want to do scleroderma awareness. I want to do Pride Month. I want to acknowledge Juneteenth. So, you know, lucky for me, I'm just a plan and a half. And I got planned stuff everywhere. You know, I can plan all of them. And I think that's another thing about doing, you know, the daily for right now is, you know, it gives me a chance daily to express myself and my concerns and, you know, decorate, because I just want to decorate. That's all I want to do.
Well, good. I have this gratitude log, and I got it from cloth and paper in my last subscription, I think, or one of them, I don't know. Anyway, and I do like that, because sometimes at work, especially your days, or even at home, you feel like you're just not appreciated. And my job is a thankless job.
Exactly.
You know, 100%. It's totally a thankless job. But, you know, at the end of the day, you've done something for someone, and that's something to be grateful for, or just, you know, waking up and having your health and your family and kids or whatever. So anyway, I said all that to say I am practicing writing something positive every day.
Oh.
Because, yeah, I need to do that. I think that's going to help me as a person, as well as my mental, because sometimes it suffers. So I think that'll be good for me.
Oh, yeah, hell yeah. I didn't mean to quit. Sorry.
I tell y'all what, though. I am, like, in love. I'm going to take pictures of this tonight, for real, and upload it. I am in love with this Jane's Agenda, the cover, that she makes the covers also. And it has, like, the French writing. And underneath, I have one of those sunflower dashboards. So beautiful. I love it. Anyway, I'll take pictures because I'm excited.
Yeah, I need to know.
And I just changed the rings also.
Ah.
So expander rings. Well, the classic side.
I wanted to talk about that today.
Okay.
And I'm so glad that you brought it up. Because buying bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
A tale of buyer's remorse.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
You know that it's a new segment. I wanted to start the last time. And so, since you brought that up, please tell me if anything less than 20 rings exist. I mean,
oh, the 20 millimeters?
Yeah. Why do I need to? As a matter of fact, 20 is too small. Let's just be honest.
Well, I know what you mean, but let me just play devil's advocate here. If I'm just doing like a fitness or gratitude or finance or, you know, some small aspect. For me, finance would be less than 20 millimeters because I'm not going to write about all of it anyway. But I think as long as you don't have, like, everything in it, it would be okay. That's just me being on the other side of that. But when most of us think about buying a planner, especially ones that cost that amount, you're not thinking about something that's that small.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you something I learned recently also. Some people are, they change their planners out or the insides more often than I thought. Like some people only have a month's worth of everything. You know, their calendar, their weeklies, their gratitude, finance, fitness, whatever. They'll only have that month. And next month they change, all they keep is that 1 month in there. Did you know that?
Yeah.
That's, to me, that's kind of odd. But, I mean, hey, I'm not judging.
Right. It's just interesting to see what other people do. So, I learned about this lady who does, like, quarterly planning, HP 90.
Mm-hmm. Now, that I get.
And so they just do the 30 days in there. You know, I could actually understand taking out the weeks for the prior previous month and just keeping the calendar. Like, that would be something I would do. But I need to be able to look back and see.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, but maybe that's just me. Like, I need to be like, wait a minute now.
Yeah, but some people, I guess, yeah, I don't know. I guess they don't. I don't know. But, yeah, that wouldn't work for me. I'm just saying.
Right. So for my, you know, my little self-care thing that I track my steps in and my health and my food logging and stuff like that, it's really good to see the trends over the year. Like, we think we know, oh, well, around this time last year, but if I can look at it and it's just, it's literally just monthly pages.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a game changer. That was a game changer for me. Like, to be able to look at each day and go, I'm seeing like,
yeah.
Oh, the week of my cycle, I did not log my food. Because probably because I was just too ashamed to, because I was eating too much junk. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. I was eating everything that month,
yeah,
that week.
So, I mean, I just thought that was really interesting. Like, Okay, Dan, I'll see you. Definitely thought that. Okay, so, you know, the worst thing that can happen always happens when you're not in a position to fix it. So me trying to make this little dashboard thingamadoozy, I ran out of tape.
Oh, you did?
Yes. Made me so sad. But it's okay. That means that I'm done with this personal for now, and time to move on. So, can you please tell me what's going on in these planner streets? I feel so out of the loop.
Well, there's not a whole lot that I'm aware of. I'm a little out the loop, too, so my apologies on that one. I do see that people are still complaining about copycats. The copycat conundrum continues. So I don't get that because as I see it, a lot of these things are not original. You know, there's very few people that I have seen that actually draw and make their own dolls. And it's pretty obvious because, like, one of our Golden Girls says, some of them look like they're wearing Lane Bryant clothes. Others look like they're wearing Ashley Stewart clothes. Oh, my God. And that's not about the size of the clothes either. So let me just put that out there. That's about the style, yeah, of the clothes.
Okay, man, I love me some Lane Bryant.
Me too, and Ashley Stewart, too. But, yeah, so.
Girl, Ashley Stewart is like the new Rainbow.
Is it?
It is. Like, I didn't see nothing, like, really fly or quality material. I mean, it was cute, but it was, like, cute to wear out a couple of times, but I'm not going to put it in my take it to the dry cleaner pile.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, Well, first of all, I don't have no clothes that I'm taking to the dry cleaner. I'm going to just put that out there.
Well, right, me either, but you get what I'm saying.
Yeah, nothing you really care that much about.
Right.
I'm sorry, I'm looking for my pins for my Roy G. Biv, and I can't find any of them. I really
need somebody to build a beautiful pin?
No. Blue, indigo, violet. I got to say it in my head. Sorry, everybody. I think I got it. No, these are my flare pins because I'm going to write the date in color also because, you know, I have an undated planner.
Oh, yeah.
So it's my paper made flare. That's how I...
Way to go.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. That's pretty much what I have going on. With that, oh, so yeah, the copycat conundrum is happening. And there was something else. I had texted you about it. I can't remember now. I can't think of too many things at one time, you know that.
Okay, so with this copycat conundrum, what I saw was there was this one shop, and she was copying, like, all the shops. So, like, when you went to go look into her shop, it was like, oh, this looks like X shop. Oh, this looks like Y shop. Oh, kind of, and now it looks like this shop, you know? So
yeah.
I think with this last one, I think she just went a bit overboard. Like, come on now. Okay, fine. You copy an idea. Okay. I mean, not fine, but not fine. Not fine at all. But,
yeah.
I mean, for
she won't stop.
Girl, for example, because it's so obvious when I tell you. Okay, so listen. It's this one shop that is definitely about spirituality. It is about patient. It is about journal. It is about well-being. It's about taking care of yourself and thinking positively and, you know, all of that kind of stuff. Think chakra, right? Girl, I went in the other lady's shop. And literally, it was the same sheet that this lady just released. I mean, like,
oh wow,
with the like incense, the candle, the sage burning, even the clothes of the lady. It was ridiculous.
Oh my god,
it was so obvious. I was like, now y'all know better.
Yeah, sometimes people just think it was to a whole nother level, which is. Now, that is just kind of, like, stupid and disrespectful in itself.
Okay.
I don't know. So if it was new release, like, where did she get the stuff from?
I think, okay, I don't know because, you know, I'm not in the in crowd. But let me just tell you what I think. What I think happened was whoever they licensed it for, I think they...
Did something.
Yeah, I think they double licensed maybe, or maybe they had a license to let more than one person use it at a time. You know, that kind of stuff. Like maybe I can sell 50 units, and then after you sell 50 units, then I can let somebody else use it also. Like, I don't know. I just know that it was exact same.
Wow.
And so whomever these people are who are, you know, licensing that stuff, they either they need to do better or her need to do better because maybe it was exactly the same.
Oh, my God. Yeah. So that's, I don't know. Yeah. It's becoming a bigger problem than it used to be. I mean, I never used to hear about this, at least not as much. But then, you know, then you have the ones that were cousins and they all broke off and went in to do their own thing. But
under the guise of still supporting each other.
The guys and every, well, two of the shops have similar names. it's just, it's all just kind of weird to me.
Yeah. And that's something I don't ever want to do is have a damn plan shot.
Yeah.
I can say that. And it ain't never been something I want to do.
Yeah, it's craziness, the stuff that they have going on, but.
Yeah. And it seems like you said, with all these shops and stuff, planner season is upon us. Conference season, let me say that.
Mm-hmm.
Conference season is upon us because I know of about five of them that I'm like, ooh, I want to go. Ooh, I want to go. Ooh, I want to go.
Yes. I'm there with you, and I want to go.
Right. I'm like, how can I get a ticket to all of these? Like, but you know what? Okay, so here's the thing. So remember I was talking about the contact cards and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What do you, like, what is a good table mate gift?
I guess it just depends, but I've seen people give from the smallest paperclip or like just a little cutter thing, you know, the, what you call them? You know, the little decorative razor blade things that you use for your planner sometimes, or
washi.
Yeah, but like a little one, or I've seen people give just like hair tweezers. But usually people give, so I've seen it from that up to personalized tumblers or whatever, right, that people have given away. Now, I'm sure there's been gifts a lot more expensive than that, and there's some people who don't do gifts at all. And the thing with those gifts are they're not necessary. It's just customary that people bring them, but you don't have to do it. Some people just give their contact card because the contact card has stickers on them, and you pay, you know, a nice little sum for that. So you don't want people to think that they have to buy something or pay, you know. It's just fun to exchange gifts, right? Everybody likes to get gifts, and most people like to give them also. So I think that's kind of the reason behind it.
Okay. You know, I was just wondering. I gave out like a little notebook.
Mm-hmm.
And I was really sad because I kept looking for pens. Remember you were helping me like what all I wanted to give. And I just felt same face because, you know, my friend girl was there and she gave like a bag. You had like a notebook, a pen, a magnet. And I'm like, that's what I wanted to do, you know? But I guess it's good that I didn't do all of that because, I mean, I guess they were thinking, how many pens? I mean, it's a planner girl, so you can have all the pens. Anyway, so.
Yeah.
But I just felt like, oh, I wanted to do more, and I didn't. But, I mean, everybody was seemed really grateful. They liked it. And I did get some good stuff. And you said giving out the contact card. So how would you go about that? Like if it's not somebody at your table, but you want to like, hey, follow me on Instagram.
Well,
how do you approach giving out a contact card?
Just like that. You just approach people. Because I will say this, that at the one that I went to, that's exactly what people did. They would just come up to you if they see you talking, and they would even just be like, oh, excuse me, hey, I just wanted to give you my card. And then they would just give it to you. Or they don't say much or anything. They just stand there and hand them out to everybody, you know. And everybody's like, oh, okay, thank you. And if they have theirs ready, which they do tell you to have yours prepared, and then you just give them yours, you know.
Okay.
It's just that simple. Because most people, look, we're all there doing the same thing. We're all there mostly for the same reason. And we mostly all have those cards, and you want to get rid of them. After a while, it does become a little, for me, it did. It was like, oh, my God, I still got these cards. So you could just leave them on tables. you can go into the conferences before it opens, or when people are getting lunch, and you can just put them, you know, at everybody's seat. And then they'll, most, that's how I started following a lot of people. Most people just go and follow you after that.
Okay. All right. I will put that in mind because I was, do I give this out? Do they want this? Oh, she got this picture of me. Oh, my God. Did I do it? You know?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the, it's kind of like a salesman in a business card, you know. So we're not selling anything. We're just like, hey, I'm one of you. Follow me, or.
So the teacher in me is like, not giving you my card, you know. I don't,
yeah.
You know, it's like kids, like, yeah, I don't want to talk to me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Why would somebody want this? You know, I don't know. Anyway, but that was my crazy way of thinking. I was So, can we just talk about the elephant in the conference season room?
Yeah, let's talk about it. I think I know what it is.
I would like to call this that's so hell no.
Well, I think that's what most of the people are calling it too. Because don't look like nobody wanted to go. But I mean, come on. If I have a choice to spend $4,000 and go to Dubai.
Wait, you got to get a background. You got to get a background.
Oh.
Once upon a time.
Yeah.
In the magical land of planners.
Yeah. There was a delusional shop owner who thought that people wanted to go for 2.5 days to a state in Georgia. And to the tune of $3,500 or $4,500 if you wanted to have dinner with her. Oh, my God, just saying this is craziness. But I think we probably kind of touched on this once before, but, hey, we're back. We're going to touch it again. So that was kind of the premise behind it. And have what it was a luxury.
Did you send whole tax check?
Yes, $3,500.
Like
or
$1,500.
Yes, ma'am. Or $4,500. And again, $4,500 only if you wanted to have dinner with her. And maybe some one other little thing you got. I don't remember what it was, but it wasn't any. First of all, nothing you were getting there says to me, oh my God, yes, of course I would pay this amount of money. There's for no reason would I want to do that with a bunch of people. I mean, it costs what it was. We looked it up, not you and I, but maybe it was you and I, the Dubai trip, or maybe it was me and my daughter. Anyway, it was like $3,900 for 7 days to go to Dubai with airfare, a certain amount of meals and some activities.
Not to Dubai.
I'm just thinking, like, right, you compare the amount and what you're getting. So you want me to sit and talk about paper and stickers and pens and pay the additional to go to a spa or whatever and give $3,500. What am I getting for this $3,500? Nothing that was worth me doing the $3,500. Now, look,
for
if that's something...
Video.
Yeah, if that's something people wanted to do, then fine. But I don't know why. For me, if I was going to offer people something that was way out of the norm of what we would pay for an event in the planner world, even if you're calling it luxurious or lifestyle, escape, whatever that it was, I would have done a poll to see what people want to do before I put down a bunch of money, because word on the street is, now she's whining to everybody, that she's got to still pay the money, I guess, because they didn't cancel in enough time and they had all this stuff blocked off and paid off. You know, she's got to pay that money to the resort or hotel, whatever it is. But I would have done a survey to my people and say, hey, this is what I'm thinking. Would you all rather this? Or would y'all rather just go to a cabin and pay $50, you know, or whatever it was? I mean, you have to think about who, I don't know. Sometimes people don't know their, they really don't know their audience.
That's my whole text check. I just ain't got over that. People be saving for their text money. They be ready for it, you know? They be saving
yeah.
their bills. I ain't paying their bills yet. I'll pay when I get my taxes.
Yeah.
And so.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going on a cruise next year, 8 days, 3 different countries. Me and my husband, a balcony room. You don't have to pay for food. I bought the alcohol package. And I think we're just like right over $2,000. So, again, $3,500 for 2 days to talk about paper and pens. Nah, I'm good.
Yeah, I could definitely see that. Yeah. Oh, we're going to talk about these cruises offline. Come over
here. It's not fun. Yeah. I've set up the Facebook group to invite people in case they wanted to go. I just haven't gotten there yet, but I'm going to do it. It's for my birthday.
Hey, my birthday is coming, and I have been very pensive, you know, ever since. Like, I'm getting ready to turn 40. It's one of those milestone birthdays, and, of course, it's making me question, like, who am I? What am I doing with my life, you know?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah, you know.
No, I get it. I do.
Anyway.
Well, mine will be my 50th, so I'm just wanting to get there myself.
Right. Okay, well, so it didn't happen, and nobody bought tickets.
Yeah, and I don't know how many people didn't.
This is the same person that also had the stage content, I believe.
Correct. Talking about it.
Of the staff meeting.
Yeah.
And so, I guess, I don't wish ill on nobody, especially on the good one. Because, like, I would never, ever, ever. But, you know, because I have so many items from the shop, you know. But after you cuss me out and dog me out, I just kind of feel, I mean, for no reason. You know, I just kind of feel like, karma?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's how a lot of people feel, and I don't think the following is what it was. Because it was the following, and I will say, and I don't know if you were part of it, but
no.
It was kind of cultish.
I'm too poor, and they had a whole lot of, like, releases, and they would be expensive, and I just couldn't afford it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just being honest. I was a stay-at-home mom. And I didn't have the money to, you know, kind of do it. But my sister, like, if she saw something, she would give me something. And I was really grateful because it was so beautiful. It was my introduction into dolls. Had never seen a doll before. Been planning for forever using regular old Lisa Frank, Walmart, Dollar Tree stickers. And then my sister gave me the doll. And it was so cute. But now I'm going to go look.
Now, don't you be clowning Lisa Frank now. Lisa Frank is how we all got started.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's what I was saying.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, you using Lisa Frank. Now I'm like, ooh, Lisa Frank and a cute little black girl. Okay, then, you know.
Yeah. No,
so definitely, you know, interesting, but I could never really afford it. But so, you know, after about this conference, I'm like, ooh, I'm glad I, you know, saw when I did, when me and my sister could afford it, you know, because, oh, my God, $4,000?
Yeah. Well, some of her little minions will be listening to this, and they'll go and tell her, and she'll be in my inbox, and I'm looking forward to that, actually.
Well, she's already joined the club. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
Join the club. But like I said, I wouldn't wish ill on nobody. But I do hope that it humbles her.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I hope that she remembers where she came from and how it all started and you know.
Yeah.
freak people away.
Yep, that's right, because I listen to some of her lives, and I'm like, wow, this is interesting. Look how you talk to these people who are your loyal followers. I was like, girl, I wouldn't buy a bubble gum from you, not the way you talk to people. But again, I don't wish her ill will either on her business. I just wish that she would see people right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you were talking about flare pins, and then I found one. Perfect. I think that's it. Oh, what's a good, we'll say a flare is your pin of the week.
Yeah, that's going to be my pin of the week this week. I got seven of them. Seven. Roy G. Biv. Got them.
Well, I am. I really want. Okay, so I'm in my B6 now. I know, and it's time for us to go.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm in my B. And I said I want to do daily, but I'm already on the 5th. So do I go back and give the 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and 4th a day? Yes, because why not?
Yeah.
Right?
That's right. Complete it. Because I got to go back and do mine. I got stuff that I got to go back and do too.
Yeah. Okay. So that's what I'm going to do. That was perfect. I'm so glad you said that. And I'm going to use my, I'm not going to hand cut any boxes today.
Oh my God. You're crazy.
But I'm going to hand draw some. So I don't know.
Listen. I got this. I might have given you one of these. Whiteout pin. Shoot, where did I get this from? Amazon. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I did give you one. You probably don't know, don't remember, but
I do. I know exactly where it is, too.
But anyway, I'm using mine right now, and I love it, love it, love it. So smooth.
So smooth.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I think that is it for this episode of Real Talk, Real Plans with Riri
and Coco.
And don't forget that peace is only a problem when your brand is beef. Have a good day.